summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you.
Summer holidays, they seem great. But does this ever happen to you? It happens to me, and I know it happens to a lot of people. You've spent months getting excited, you've booked hotels, you've packed your bags, and then as soon as you get there, wherever there might be, you start to feel really dizzy. Your head hurts, you've got migraines all of a sudden, you start sneezing. It happens at the worst possible time because this is your leave. You've actually paid to go somewhere. You're not at work. This is your time. This is not somebody else's time. This is not your employer's time. Apparently, you may have suffered from leisure sickness, which I get every 3 months. It's a term coined by my next guest, Dr. Ad Vinkerhoots, who's a psychology professor at Tilburg University in the Netherlands. He has paid attention to this common complaint that we seem to get sick as soon as we go on holiday. He joins us now. Welcome to the program. What is leisure sickness?
Well, with this term we refer to the phenomenon that there are people who just when they take breaks from work, so during weekends and while on vacation, especially the first day of their vacations, that then they develop health complaints, whereas during normal work days, they hardly, if ever, suffer from these problems.
So... What is the case? Are they really getting sick? I mean, is there a real illness that happens, or is your argument that it's psychological?
Well, I think that we can make a distinction between two global clusters. On the one hand, there are vague pains and fatigue. And on the other hand, there are also kind of flu-like symptoms, including fever. I think we should distinguish between these two phenomena. And I think that they also might have different etiologies.
So is it linked also to our immune systems? I mean, I've always thought, because I'm you know, you need to come and study me in Australia. I suffer from this. And I always think it's my immune system's kind of broken down and the illness catches up on you because you just keep fighting through when you're working and you somehow avoid getting sick. Is that the case?
Yeah, that might be the case if you suffer from these flu-like symptoms and fever. There might be a relation to also your endocrine system, so your hormones, which are disturbed and which are out of balance because they do not follow the energy needs of your body. So we have seen that, for example, people who report high levels of stress, that there's hardly, when you compare them with low-stress individuals, there's hardly any difference in the adrenaline production during working hours, but especially during sleep. Then you see that their bodily continues to produce energy, to produce adrenaline at the time when it actually needs rest and it prepares for recovery. So that's one thing. And I think that the vague pains and the fatigue, that they might be related to the fact that it simply has to do with attention. If you are very busy at your work, then you do not focus on your body, and you simply do not perceive the signals from your body. And so then, during the weekends and in the first day of your vacation, when there is less distraction, then you first became aware of the signal from the body, and then you realize how tired you are and that you suffer from all kinds of pains. It's very similar to the soccer player who feels the pains after the match.
You know, that makes so much sense to me. I'm wondering if listeners feel the same. Our number is 0418 226 576. That idea that you can take a break, you're not busy, and then all of a sudden you really can, you feel the pain and it feels more intense because you're focusing on it. Now, you've researched how prevalent this complaint of leisure sickness is. How common is it? Do people suffer it at large numbers?
Yeah, well, we did a study here in the Netherlands and we found frequencies of prevalences of about 2-3%.
Really?
In some sense, I think these are underestimates because in this big sample, we also included people who are retired and so on. And I have the impression that this is a problem that is especially, of course, important for people who are in their working age.
So the holidays are coming up for lots of people. I mean, not everyone. I want to make that clear because some people who work through this period probably don't want to hear that everyone else is going on holidays. But a lot of people do go on holidays. Is there a way to prevent against it happening? Because I'm really personally, and I know a lot of people feel this way, sick of falling into a heap when I finally have some time off. It's really annoying. Like, is there a way to try to stop this from happening to yourself?
Yeah, I think first of all that you should be aware of it. You should realize, hey, this is something that happens to me, and I think that at that moment it's important that you critically look at yourself and to your work non-work balance. And you can think about maybe about ways to create a better balance. That's one thing. Then a second advice is maybe that you have a physical workout at to demarcate the line between work and non-work and to facilitate the unwinding and recovery processes. That's... And if that also does not help, then maybe it makes sense to visit a psychologist and to work on your... I think that one of the problems of these people is that they have a high workload and they are feel very irresponsible for the work, have a high commitment. So it's a kind of, they are the kind of workaholics, as we say. And I think that it might help if you work on that whole pattern, your psychological makeup.
Okay.
With the help of a psychologist.
Okay, that's pretty heavy advice, but fair enough. I suppose workaholics would suffer, as your research has found, much more from this. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
That's Dr. Ad Vinkerhoots, a psychology professor at Tilburg University in the Netherlands. Now, he's researched why it is that we get sick as soon as we get time off work. A lot of people go through this, I'm sure. Even if it doesn't happen to you, and if it doesn't happen to you, can I just tell you, you're really lucky because you get to have really good holidays. But a lot of people report this. You ask them, how was your holiday? Oh, I got sick on the first day. It's the first thing you hear. Does it happen to you? Well, the man who's done all this research says to see a psychologist to get a better work-life balance and also, well, to think about how much you're investing in work. It's... interesting advice. 0418 226 576.